Let's lead off with the latest from the coronavirus in McLean County. There were two new cases reported yesterday. That brings our total to 104 confirmed patients. Most have already recovered. But the 16 people in home isolation or hospitalized is actually the highest number of active cases we've had since April 15th. Statewide, there were 176 new deaths reported yesterday, the highest daily total yet. That comes as Governor J.B. Pritzker announced a regional plan to eventually reopen the state. The plan breaks up the state into four sections. We're in the north central region, along with Peoria and the Quad Cities. Each section of the state will be monitored for improvement in health metrics, would be classified at one of five stages. The state is currently at level two with a slightly relaxed stay-at-home order. If regions show improvement, hair salons, retail outlets, and offices could open with limits.
And I won't open the door to overwhelming our hospital system just because a loud but tiny minority would like to indulge in that fantasy.
Later phases in the governor's plan would allow schools and colleges to open up. But the final stage, stage five, which would allow for stadiums full of people, would require a vaccine or better medical treatment for COVID-19.
It brings me no joy to say this, but based on what the experts tell us and everything we know about this virus and how easily it spreads in a crowd, large conventions, festivals, and other major events will be on hold until we reach phase five.
Many downstate lawmakers supported a regional approach to reopening. Pritzker acknowledged them at yesterday's briefing.
Senate Republican leader Bill Brady and his caucus suggested using our EMS regions to shape a reopening plan. Indeed, that's the structure of the plan that I present today.
The full Restore Illinois plan is available at coronavirus.illinois.gov.